Well, hey, you stuck around for another episode. Congratulations, you. Good stuff. All right. Well, episode 307. Yeah, I'll get it right today. Proverbs every day coming at you. But first, gotta pray. That's how we start every day. That's what I say. All right, no more puns, just prayer. Father God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for your wisdom that you give to us and that we are able to gather with you and learn from you at your feet. And so, Father, today I ask that the words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty, let's roll it.
It's time for Proverbs every day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month, a whole new look, different version of the book. Reading the whole chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Proverbs every day.
All right. Something wrong with the sink? Proverbs 2. We are reading from the Modern English Version. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. There's a lot to digest here. Let's yeah, this is a longer one. Yeah, there's some of these that are just really long to digest, and so it's wise not to bite off too much at once. So we're receiving the words. And then we hide commandments within us. In other words, and hide is an interesting. Oh, I think I should meant that. Do that otherwise. But anyway, it's a notion of we are having this deep within. Incline your ear. I actually like this because what we're doing is we're leaning in, you know, let me get this with my good ear. It is that notion of, just making sure you are oriented to hear the best as possible. That is your priority. And then we apply your heart to understanding. So, in terms of like crying out for knowledge, lifting up a voice for understanding, this is something where we just, if we realize that these are the things that give us life and make us not just be able to sustain, but truly to be able to thrive, it makes a lot of sense that we would want this as much as possible. And so we literally cry out for it. So as far as wisdom goes, if you seek her as silver, search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. So we seek her as silver, as we seek, search for her as for hidden treasures. That means we'll understand fear of the Lord. So what does that tell us? Well, we've just been given a framework for how to get to that place of what I was saying yesterday about fear of the Lord being the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom kind of thing. It's one of those where our nature is to, I think our nature was with fear of the Lord before the fall, but after the fall, we had that knowledge, you know, so the tree of life, if you will, was all of a sudden a burden of all the other things to be afraid of. That's actually when Adam and Eve were afraid. Literally the first question, like, who told you to be afraid? Who told you to do that? So in other words, so to get to that point, now that we have had a disconnect there, we need an instruction manual. And it is that sense of humility comes first. But this says, literally, if you seek wisdom, you search for it, and treat it just like you would anything else that's hidden. If something was like, if I told you right now that you had $1 million hidden in your backyard, would you still be here listening to me? If you believed me, that is. If you thought that was very likely to be true, you'd be out digging for it right now. That's the kind of desire that you should have for this understanding that brings you to the fear of the Lord. That's how that works. So we have that cyclical nature, I guess you could say. So we look for that, and that's what gives us that understanding what this means. And that understanding what that means gives us the knowledge of God. It's fascinating, isn't it? That we need to have a level of a comprehension to get to that place of being able to truly and appropriately fear the Lord and only the Lord. And that's where we get knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a shield to those who walk uprightly. Keeps the path of justice. Preserves the way of his saints. Pardon me. Then you will understand righteousness and judgment and equity in every good path. Judgment, equity, every good path. I'm going to highlight this whole thing. This is just gold. Verse 10, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil men, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and to delight the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and who are devious in their paths. All right. Let's break that down. So wisdom enters your heart, knowledge pleasant, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Okay. Now we have a key. What that does is we're being preserved from what? From the way of evil people. From these paths that we were warned about earlier. This is the way out of that. And so catch here that we're setting up this entire book to know that there's a purpose for this, and it is not because I told you so. That's not the purpose for this. The purpose is to preserve you and keep you. That's what we're looking at here. So we're delivered from these things because of that, right? Now, there's more. Verse 16. To deliver you from the immoral woman, even from the seductress who flatters with her words. So let me talk to the guys for a second here. If you want to know how to get out of patterns of lustful thoughts and those traps, and you think that if you just try harder, it won't happen, I have bad news for you. This is not how it works. It's unfortunate, but it's true. The way out of that is to focus in on wisdom, to focus in on fear of God. This is the way out of that. It's not ever going to get there by guilt. Trust me, it just doesn't work. If you try and guilt yourself out of, you know, feeling attracted to someone that, you know, ultimately you don't want to be attracted to, or from this immoral woman or the seductress that actually is trying hard to get your attention, if you try and guilt yourself out of that, that is a guilt happens after the fact. What you need to survive both the scenarios we're talking about here, is you need to be proactive. And this part is for everybody. And you hear me on this. The wisdom is proactive. Wisdom isn't for looking backwards. Wisdom is for looking forwards. And this is something that I think is hard for people to understand. And I face this when I do coaching with people, that it's easy to mistake coaching as a couple of things, really. I mean, a lot of people think coaching as just as teaching. You know, I'm gonna coach you on my method. It's not coaching, that's teaching. I'm gonna coach you on your life. Well, that might be valid, but the problem with that is a lot of times you get into these traps of thinking that it's therapy. Therapy looks backwards, coaching looks forward. And yes, that is part of the Maxwell Foundation. That is a big part of that. Is reminding people constantly of that. And it's important that, you know, but another way to look at this is that when it comes to kind of a scientific way to look at things, if you look backwards, you're looking at what happened. And if you're not trying to learn from that, then you're never going to get to that appropriate action, that proactiveness. And that's really what, as far as like wisdom goes, that's that same kind of coaching, you know, being, if you can picture being coached by wisdom, that's literally what this book is doing, is it's laying out pathway to say, you know what, these things are probably going to happen, so let's prepare you for that. You know, this Proverbs is absolutely, especially for young men, I will say this, a guide for survival of life. And it literally does not matter how old you are or how old this is. This transcends time. It's just that important. And so what we see here is a methodology for getting ahead of these things. And why? It's because she's forsaking the guide of her youth and forgetting the covenant of her God. Her house leads down to death, her paths to the parted spirits. None who go to her return again, or that it take the hold of the paths of life. Okay, so it's not just, again, it's not just because I said so. It's not just because, oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare go after that woman. Don't you do it. Don't you be a bad boy. No, it's not about that at all. It's about saying, you know what? That's a pathway to destruction, and I would rather keep you from that. You don't, You don't have to go through something destructive to learn. That's not the way this works. I know there's people out there that claim backways and forward, and I probably used to be among them. The only way to learn certain lessons was to go through them. And you know what? I don't think that's actually true in the vast majority of cases. You know, and that's you don't have to understand why you should stay away from drugs. And the only way to do that is by experiencing drugs. That doesn't make sense. It's we know better. So this is not to come down on people and young men. It's not to say, you know, how you better watch out. God's going to get you. You're going to get smacked down by the Almighty and go to hell. That's just horrible. And it's not the way to win here. And this book, it's not presenting that at all, is it? Let's go on to this verse 20 right here. So you may walk in the way of good men, keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the innocent will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors will be rooted out of it. Mm-hmm. Right there. Such a key, such a huge, huge piece of what we're talking about is this. And so I know I get excited. I know that does. It's a thing. But the honest truth is, I think we need some of that. We need to know that this is a pathway to joy here. This is not a bunch of rules. Yeah, not a bunch of rules designed to, you know, cause one person to suffer at another's empowerment. You know, that's not what this is. This is an honest caring about another human being's future and saying, you know what? That I've either experienced or I've seen enough to know that this is the truth. And the reality is, if you walk down these bad pathways, then stupid games win stupid prizes. It's not meant to be harsh. It's just reality. So when it comes to young men, I say this is important because this is what kept me from a lot of these pathways. Now, was I perfect? No. Far from it. But am I going to also, I hesitate to say this, but I'm going to anyway. There's a lot of people that I'm around in some other ministry areas, not my church, fortunately, but I'm noticing a dwelling on how awful they are and that they're saved by grace and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of that language, and it's starting to concern me. Because that's the kind of stuff that leads to the guilt being the thing. You know, oh, yeah, oh, you know, I fell off the wagon. Oh, I did the thing. You know, I knew better and I did it anyway. Gosh, I'm so woe is me. And hey, guess what? God doesn't do guilt. Satan loves guilt. God, no. God does forgiveness and grace. That's the way this works. Now, if you are belligerent, that's different, isn't it? But God doesn't do guilt. Guilt is petty. God is not petty. You know? Now, if you are belligerent, I mean, okay, you want to go up against God, the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the transgressors will be rooted out for it. That's the way that works. I mean, you can play that game if you really think it'll work out for you, but I can pretty much tell you right now it's not going to. So just know the difference. Know the difference and walk within that. And we're going to see later on that the joy is intertwined with wisdom. That we'll see wisdom as a character literally dancing. Yes, I'm not kidding. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, we're coming to a time of reflection, and so I'm going to give you that time as well. And then once again, like, kind of, yeah, we'll come back and close this out. So I'll see you in just a few moments. All right, everybody. So to close this out today, I'd love to know your thoughts. If you had something that came up in your journaling, feel free to put it in the comments. Let me know if you have any questions, if you have a favorite verse, or if there's something that convicted you, or just something you'd like to convict someone else of. Yeah, whatever that looks like. But just a couple of housekeeping things here. This is a ministry that I do for free. It's never, well, I shouldn't say never. My motivation is not to have this be some big, huge thing with thousands of people. You know, if God wants that to happen, I'm open for it. But that's not currently my motivation. We're a small group, and I kind of like the notion of that being true. But there's a level I do want to get to, just looking at how many people are viewing and that sort of thing, and noticing patterns. And, you know, I'm pretty fired up about this stuff, and I'm looking for others that are fired up about it too. And there's a few of you out there. And so I'm really, really happy about that. But if this is something that you know someone who would like my style, do not hesitate to share this with them. Bless them with it. If you know someone that this would absolutely just be absolutely offensive to, I mean, you can, but I'd rather the open ear, the inclined ear, rather than the closed ear. All right, enough of that. Hey, let me invite you to visit my website, djeshelman.com. I'll have a link in the description as well. But honestly, I've realized that I don't invite people to do that, and I should. There's a lot of ways you can connect with me, and so that is right now the best way you can do that. But also, there's a lot of things that I'm getting ready to offer to church organizations, to companies that are faith-based, and then also just for companies and individuals as well. There's a lot that I'm doing in the world of leadership, communication, and just how we live out our faith. And so I'll invite you to connect with me there. My website, djeschelman.com. And I will see you next time. Be blessed by the best. And go be a blessing to all the rest. Yeah. Awesome. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
Stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise. Chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise.
It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise. Fairness rise, get wise. It's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Wives shouldn't nag, men shouldn't brag. Shut your of truth and never return. So take a moment, let the word sink in with every child.